Calling it a historic middle-class tax cut to some 50 million Americans, President Joe Biden promoted his $3.5 trillion Build Back Better agenda, noting the rich have only gotten richer while leaving their workers and the rest of Americans behind.
The middle class are going to get some tax cuts, some breaks. My plan benefits ordinary Americans, not those at the top who don't need the help. It's a historic middle-class tax cut, cutting taxes for over 50 million families. My Republican friends are making a different choice, though. They'd rather protect the tax breaks of those at the very top than give tax breaks to working families. It's that simple. I think it's enough. I'm tired of it. For me, it's pretty simple. It's about time working people got the tax breaks in this country. That's what my plan does.
Biden's plan is poised to be the most far-reaching federal investment since FDR's New Deal, a bold effort to tax the rich and shift money into projects and programs that touch the lives of nearly every American. Much of the $3.5 trillion would expand popular safety net programs that already exist. There's universal pre-kindergarten, lower-cost child care, funding for states to make community colleges free, paid family leave for working adults. And to help care for elderly Americans, it would shift Medicaid funding away from nursing homes for poorer seniors and towards home health care, as many older adults prefer to age at home. Again, Biden.
My plan lowers the cost of daycare and child care and elder care for families. It lowers health care premiums for millions of families. It lowers prescription drug costs by giving Medicare the power to negotiate lower drug prices. And it strengthens Medicare by adding dental, vision, and hearing coverage if you're on Medicare. All of this will mean thousands of dollars in savings for the average American family on some of the toughest and most important bills they have to pay every month. My Republican friends talk a lot about inflation, but if you want to talk about actually lowering the cost of living for people in this country, my plan does just that.
And that, says Biden, will reduce inflation in the long run. 15 Nobel laureate economists agree. They penned an open letter in support of Biden's bold vision, including professors at UC Berkeley and Stanford, and Joseph Stiglitz, who was an economic advisor for former President Bill Clinton. The letter calls key components of President Biden's plan, quote, critical, including tax reforms that make our tax systems more equitable, the letter said. They say the plan will ease longer-term inflationary pressures. Again, Biden.
By asking big corporations and the very wealthy to pay their fair share, it makes it possible to invest in America, to invest in the American people.
The plan increases taxes on the nation's wealthiest and the corporate tax rate, but not as high as they were before Republicans slashed them in 2017. There would also be a tax on wealthier Americans, 3% on earnings above $5 million a year, and it would empower the IRS to go after the rich who skirt their tax responsibilities.
It would give the IRS the resources it needs. It would ask just for two pieces of information from the banks of these folks: the amounts that come into their bank accounts and what amounts go out of their bank accounts, so that the wealthy can no longer hide what they're making and they can finally begin to pay their fair share of what they owe. That isn't about raising their taxes. 55 most profitable corporations in America paid zero in federal income taxes on what amounted to $40 billion in profit. That's not right. My economic plan will change that. Not punish anybody, just make them pay their fair share.
It also includes climate change provisions that tap into long-running ideas to impose new emission restrictions with the federal clean energy requirement and to boost the electrical vehicles industry with tax breaks and charging station infrastructure investments. Biden cited the climate change provisions of his plan, declaring they would confront the crisis of extreme weather events.
We can confront this crisis of extreme weather and climate change, and not only protect our communities, but create new opportunities, new industries, and new jobs. In short, this is an opportunity to be the nation we know we can be, a nation where all of us, not just those at the top, are getting a share of the benefits of a growing economy in the years ahead. Let's not squander this moment trying to preserve an economy that hasn't worked too well for Americans for a long time. Let's not look backward, just trying to rebuild what we had. Let's look forward together as one America, not to build back, but to build back better.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.